WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Community service was the overriding theme at last night's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce annual banquet. The featured speaker was the dean of the Bush School and retired Air Force Chief of Staff, Mark Welsh.
Tonight's really a celebration of service. Service to your businesses, yeah, and your employees, but really to your city, to your community, and to each other. Thanks for what you do for all of us lucky enough to live in Bryan College Station.
Taking over as Chamber Board Chair is the publisher of The Eagle, Crystal Dupre, who moved here 5 years ago.
You have an amazing chamber. You can see it in the people that attend chamber events. You can see it in the 1,500-plus businesses. You can see it in the board of directors. The ambassador program for this chamber is top-notch.
In addition to previously announced recipients of Volunteer of the Year and Citizen of the Year, the chamber revealed last night the Ambassador of the Year is Debbie Holliday. Some members of the College Station City Council were not happy with recommendations about the city's new police department. Julie Schultz offered the first reaction to three options of how the outside looked.
I'm not an architect, but I don't know that we needed something this extravagant looking.
James Benham did not consider white columns and red brick as being extravagant, but he was disappointed in not staying within the $28 million price tag.
You know, the other option we have is to go and find another architectural firm that's willing to be more resourceful.
The council directed the architect to bring back additional information as quickly as possible. Two longtime Brazos County elected officials have filed for re-election next year. They are County Clerk Karen McQueen, who was first elected in 1996, and 361st District Court Judge Steve Smith, who was elected in 1998. WTAW News has also learned Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters and Precinct 2 Commissioner Sammy Catalina have also filed for re-election. Both are seeking their third terms. Last month, 85th District Court Judge Kyle Hawthorne announced he would seek a second term. The state senator representing Brazos County has filed for re-election. Charles Schwartner is seeking a second term in the 5th District, which also includes Grimes, Madison, Leon, Robertson, and Milam counties. Bryan police say last Friday's crash that killed two Bryan men and hospitalized a third should not have been labeled as a case of intoxication manslaughter. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the incident is a fatality accident. BPD has not released any additional information from what happened on West Highway 21 near FM 2818. The annual visit by the Texas 10th Court of Appeals to the Blinn College campus in Bryan included a historical event. The director of Blinn's paralegal program, Robert Stanberry, says the justices heard an appeal of someone convicted of the misdemeanor offense of unlawful disclosure or promotion of intimate visual material.
Based on how the higher courts look at the decision, it could establish case law for the entire state of Texas.
Arguments were also heard by the justices in a case of a couple seeking to modify the custody arrangement of their great-nephews and a Brazos County case where a claim is being made there wasn't enough evidence that someone evaded arrest while following a traffic stop. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 63 degrees. You can text us this morning. That text line is open, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
The BVSO continues the Tenors and Titans season with two of the most celebrated works ever written, Mozart's Symphony No. 40 and Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, Eroica. The Major Masterpieces concert is Sunday, November 19th at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater. Tickets on sale now at bvso.org or call 845-1234. The BVSO, making music come alive.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Let's check some weather, shall we? Because it's out there for us. Brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about the club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
Any areas of cloudiness this morning will give way to some sunshine. Temperatures are going to remain warm up to about 75 to 80 degrees later this afternoon. It's going to be partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 60 to 65. Clouds give way to partial sunshine tomorrow. We stay warm, high 75 to 80. Clouds are back tomorrow night, 60 to 65. It'll remain partly to mostly cloudy Thursday with a chance for a stray shower. Highs Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fightin' Texas Aggie football coming off a big victory over New Mexico. I asked Coach Kevin Sumlin if that gave his team the confidence they needed to go forward.
Yeah, you get confidence, but, you know, you got to move on. And next week we're back in the SEC play, and we got to step it up a little bit more.
By the way, the guys will be taking Ole Miss. Also, the kickoff time set for LSU down in Baton Rouge. Going to be a night game in Death Valley. You know what that means. All the crazy Cajuns are going to be nice and lit for the game. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, some other things going on around Aggie land. Some accolades for Admon Gilder following Aggie men's basketball's big win. And bad news for the Dallas Cowboys, as Sean Lee is expected to be out probably for the next two games. All that more coming up in sports.
So last week, LSU played a game at 11 o'clock.
A day game.
First time since 1750 that happened.
Yeah, basically.
And they understand. I mean, that is a public health and safety hazard.
It's pretty crazy.
Because when you allow Cajuns to be out on the street at 2:30 in the afternoon, not certainly wanting to go back to their homes, then there certainly will be stuff that goes on, and you know, it's just better. It's better if it happens at night.
Better if you just stay inside.
Oh yeah, I just but anyhow, I'm sure it'll be just fine. Now, what time does Texas A&M and Ole Miss kick off?
Six.
That's a 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so here we go. An internal investigation has been launched at the Detroit Police Department after two different precincts of cops, okay, got into a turf war that converged on an east side neighborhood, and neighbors who live there first to tell about what is known. They know they got constant drug activity, but apparently the two police precincts showed up, and I mean, much like they would were they gangs, they had a turf war.
Oh yeah.
Sources
the
say
the cops did.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen Super Troopers?
No, I haven't. Okay. Sources say it all started when two special ops officers from the 12th precinct were operating their Operation Push Off. That's when two undercover officers pretended to be dope dealers waiting on the eager customers to approach, and then they arrest the potential buyers and take their vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This time, instead of customers, special ops officers from the adjacent precinct showed up, not realizing those people were officers.
It was two sets of undercover cops?
Exactly.
Yeah, trying to arrest each other.
It's the kind of thing that you see on television.
Right.
Wondering if it ever happens.
It does.
Guess what? It happens at least in Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh, Detroit.
One more time, right? And a man has first-degree burns on his face and singed off his eyebrows and during a fire in Port Huron, Michigan. It would appear that he went to see if there was a gas leak. And so what do you do but you light a match?
Oh, yeah. That's the easiest way
to do that.
Uh-huh.
Now, he smelled deodorant. That's what that's called, by the way.
Odorant.
Okay.
That's why you have deodorant.
But
that's and you know, next time you see Chase Murphy, you can ask him, you know, what is that odorant?
Okay.
Because he works for Atmos.
Atmos.
Could probably tell us that. Anyway, said the homeowner had first-degree burns on his face and his forearms and was taken to a hospital. It all happened at about 11:30 in the morning on Friday. There was some damage to the house, but in a small area, it was moderate. And once again, the best thing to do, in case you didn't know, if you smell gas, is call 911.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the reason it's there, along with other stuff.
Okay.
Not lighting the match. Wouldn't be the thing to do.
We got a lot of information.
But he's learned his lesson, I'm sure.
Well, and now our listeners have too.
That's exactly right. Because we don't have to worry about, first of all, having basements.
Oh, that's true.
You know, but nonetheless, if you smell gas, just call 911.
Boy, Michigan 2-for-2 this morning.
Yes, they are. Where's Florida when you really need them?
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Miss Tony from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Forever Mark is a diamond collection from the De Beers group of companies that comes with a promise that it's beautiful, responsibly sourced, and rare. Less than 1% of all diamonds meet the standards to be included in this collection. And De Beers has chosen Montelongo's Fine Jewelry as the exclusive Forever Mark retailer in the Brazos Valley. Stop by our showroom and celebrate the one in a million woman in your life with a one in a million Forever Mark diamond this holiday season. Exclusively at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive.
Want to own the number one selling tractor in Texas? Get a Kubota at WC Tractor. The Kubota L2501 comes with a tough diesel engine and available front loader and backhoe. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a six-year warranty. Come see WC Tractor at one of our four Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com. Now through December 31st, 2017, only terms and conditions of Kubota Standard Limited Warranty apply. For warranty terms, see Kubota's limited warranty at KubotaUSA.com or authorized Kubota dealers.
Hey, 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW, day 317, 48 days left.
48.
And, by the way, did you see these? Do you see what these are?
No, I didn't.
Can I see them?
Because we're in separate rooms.
No. We got the 2018 WTAW calendars and mouse pads.
Oh, nice. Yes. Our multi-use.
Yep. I get tired of looking at my phone trying to figure out what to do for next year.
Won't have to do that anymore. And as soon as I open them up, it'll smell like a tire store in here. Yep. So that'll be really cool.
Yep.
And so we'll do that. So we'll start giving those away pretty soon. This is much better than last year.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah?
Well, last year we were almost to the first of the year.
Yeah, we got them. We got them late.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we'll hope that's better. It's international. Yeah.
Mine's getting a little grungy. Yep. So
well, again, and
due
we have,
for an upgrade.
We have plenty, and we can give them to our listeners. And
multi-uses.
And kind of stuff. Exactly.
People have doodled on mine.
They really see, and that's the other thing.
Yeah, that's rude.
They're great for jar openers.
Yep.
If you have a problem being able to open a jar,
they're nice,
you can
and they're like a pillow for your wrist.
Could do that. Yep. That's exactly right. So we'll have fun. All right, it's International Girls Day. There you go, girls.
Ooh,
that's
okay.
For you. It's Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day.
Loosen up,
well,
lighten up.
We always have that problem here, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I just what I don't know. Let's see if we can find out if there's an explanation. every day is a new lap in the rat race. And sometimes we get so caught up in that we lace ourselves too tight. We get a little too uptight, okay?
Okay.
So things have to go just so, and if things get out of whack, then, well, we get angry, and, well, you know, then we probably become those kind of drivers out there that cut people off.
Right.
Yeah. So today is loosen up, and a matter
lighten
of fact,
up.
Yeah,
lighten up.
They reference Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Apparently.
Okay.
Ferris Bueller says life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. That's from
so,
Ferris
but
Bueller.
Kids do not skip school. That does not give you a reason to skip.
Can't be doing that. It's American Teddy Bear Day.
Okay.
No fern teddy bears. It's Pickle Day.
Pickle?
It is Pickle Day, and so in honor of Pickle Day,
mm-hmm.
Pickle. Pickle.
A rap song about pickles. What do you think?
I like it.
Is that really a rap song?
I don't know
if that classifies as rap.
It's got a beat.
It does, yeah.
Pickle. He sounds so enthusiastic.
It's easy to catch on to.
Yeah, for sure.
Pretty much it as far as that. Okay. So you got a favorite pickle? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a brand?
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
There's a brand that they sell at HEB called McClure's.
Okay.
And it's out of Brooklyn.
All right.
They're a little pricey, but they're worth it.
So what kind? I mean, is it like a dill pickle, sour pickle?
It's a dill. Yeah, it's a dill. They also have a spicy version, which I haven't tried yet. But this is like a garlic dill. Garlic dill. And they're spears. Yep. And they're just really, really good. Apparently, they also make a Bloody Mary mix that's really good, too.
Well, all right. There you go.
Yeah.
I like those spicy gherkins.
The spicy pickles are nice, if you can get that. Yeah.
I will say, though, have y'all ever been to Nukes, the restaurant?
Yep.
They have those sweet kind of like bread and butter pickles.
Oh, I love
those are delicious.
Yep, they do that. And, of course, you know, if you go to Nukes,
and they're
like
free.
Pile as many as you want. An embarrassingly large amount there
exactly.
on your plate. It's spicy guacamole day. I'm not sure about
that. I've never had spicy guac, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's all right. I like more of a regular mild guac.
I think that's right. And it's operating room nurse day, so specializing in nursing there.
Okay.
Operating.
They're important.
Important day.
Right.
Yep.
You know what? And birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Vanessa Bayer is turning 36. She's on Saturday Night Live. She was pretty funny. Travis Barker is turning 42, drummer for Blink 182.
Yeah, sure. I saw him in concert this year.
Oh, I didn't see him in concert this year. Oh. I saw him in concert several years ago, though, at the Woodlands Pavilion. And they actually, on his drum set, they've got him tied up to cables. I don't know if he still does this. But they bring him up into the air while he's playing drums.
Oh, cool.
And then they turn him sideways. At least they did at this concert. And then they spin him.
Nice.
Around like a
wow,
a
helicopter.
Yo-yo. Okay. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. Josh Duhamel's turning 45.
Oh, yeah.
He's single
was
now.
Married to Fergie.
We haven't had any stories about him lately.
Well, he's been kind of out of the picture. Yeah. Kurt Schilling is turning 51. Bloody sock.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's doing crazy stuff on, coming on conservative talk shows. And
he does. Up. He has trouble holding a job in the world of sports because, you know, he starts talking politics.
If you're not on one side of the aisle, then they really don't want to hear what you have to say.
Yep.
Patrick Warburton is turning 53.
He's
now, he's
great.
Yeah, funny guy, very deadpan. Yep. He does a lot of voice acting too. But,
well, he's the guy who does the Enterprise or National Car commercials.
Man, he does
right?
a lot of commercials.
Yeah,
I think
about going to the front of the line and all that.
And okay. I think we play one of his maybe for Smokey the Bear commercials.
Oh, okay.
Could
and
be.
He's he's voicing that over. But he's Putty on Seinfeld. For those didn't know, Neighbor Joe on Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Laura San
Neighbor Joe.
Neighbor Joe.
That's right.
He's Neighbor Joe in the wheelchair. Laura San Giacomo is turning 55. Have not heard from her in a long time, but she played Maya Gallo on Just Shoot Me.
Okay.
I was on Pretty Woman as well.
All right.
And Quigley Down Under, one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
She's in that. Mm-hmm. Condoleezza Rice is turning 63.
Hey.
So there you go.
A concert pianist, you know.
Really?
A quality pianist.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
And apparently the subject of a love song written by Muammar Gaddafi.
What?
Called Black Flower in the White House.
What?
And it's true. Apparently, that's true.
Did you Google it?
I didn't Google it. Interesting. That's a little creepy, is it not?
It is a little creepy. I just,
there it is.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyways, does it have Gaddafi actually playing, like singing it?
That's what I was trying to figure out, is who does that?
I don't know. He might have paid somebody and then killed him. Who knows?
Yeah.
James Young is turning 68 today. Styx guitarist.
Okay.
Oh, good, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, 6:24. That's just what we want to be doing.
Dive
in for the clock radio. Yeah,
68 today, and Prince Charles is turning 69 today.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, you missed two singers. You missed Yanni.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, man.
Did you know
Yanni's greatest hits?
At the age of 14, he broke the Greek national swimming record in the 50-meter freestyle. Did you know
I
that?
I do know now.
Where else are you going to get Yanni trivia?
Yep.
Yeah.
But here.
And Stephen Bishop, On and On, is his big hit. He's 66. Yanni trivia, swim trivia with Yanni.
On the Infomaniacs.
6:24.
The truth.
and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, according to Breitbart.com, since losing the 2016 presidential election, Hillary Clinton's blame list for losing the election, it just continues to grow. And she has now named at least 27 sources responsible for her defeat. Let's go through them quickly, shall we? Let's see. James Comey, the FBI, Vladimir Putin, the Russians, WikiLeaks, low information voters, the Electoral College, conservative media, Steve Bannon, anti-American forces, everyone who predicted she would win, polls, Jill Stein, Barack Obama, white women, the New York Times, Bernie Sanders supporters, Nigel Farage, sexism, Facebook, campaign finance laws, the media, women who didn't vote, white voters, Mitch McConnell, and men. It's amazing. She never blames herself, her corrupt campaign, and her terrible policies.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, time to listen. My friends at Target are having a sale on my favorite party game. It's called Wits and Wagers. Most of you remember years ago when you were growing up, everyone in the family would gather around the living room, dining room table, and you just would actually talk. There weren't distractions. There were no phones, no electronic devices, no texting, no email. Just your family gathered around the table, talking and laughing and creating memories. Now, it seems like many of those times are few and far between now, but not when you play my favorite game. It's Wits and Wagers Party Game. I've been talking about this game for years. You know, the most frequent feedback I get from you, my listeners, hey, as soon as we start playing, everyone puts their phones down. We connect as a family. We're creating memories. Now, this feedback is from listeners just like you. Now, play Wits and Wagers with your family. By the way, no game will bring your family together like Wits and Wagers. I just highly recommend this game. It's so much fun. And right now, Wits and Wagers, it's on sale at Target, $5 off. Wits and Wagers on sale at Target, $5 off. And by the way, you're going to love the game. Wits and Wagers at Target.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
There we are. Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Hello. It's time for the Dow Jones report. Let me see if it'll go. Okay. Is it Monday?
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Amazon has agreed to sell some of its Chinese cloud assets to its local partner, but says it's committed to a domestic market for internet-based computing that could be worth $30 billion. Beijing Senate Technology Company will buy servers and other operational assets in the country's capital from Amazon Web Services for about $302 million. Amazon's business in China has been hurt by the rise of local rival Alibaba, which has come to dominate e-commerce and is expanding in cloud computing. The maker of Barbie has announced it will sell a doll modeled after Ibtihaj Muhammad, the U.S. fencer who won a bronze medal in last year's Olympics wearing a hijab. Mattel says the doll will be available online next fall. The doll is part of Barbie's Shiro line that honors women who break boundaries. Crude oil down 21 cents at $56.56 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
If you want the guide to the who, what, when, and where for the upcoming year in Bryan College Station, look no further than the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Whether you're planning a dinner or night out on the town with friends or want to learn about new business ventures in BCS, Brazos Life is the guide for locals new and old. To advertise in the 2018 Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Dale Hendry with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Are you looking for a job? This is Glenn Brewer with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Altran, along with Bryan Broadcasting, for our fall job fair on Thursday, November the 16th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. There is no charge to attend, so get your resumes ready and come on by the Chamber's fall job fair. That's November 16th at the Hilton and College Station. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for booth information.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station city staff and consultants designing the exterior of the new police headquarters did not get positive feedback from the city council. Jerome Rectorick said he is not in favor of going above the project budget of $28 million.
I have a major, major problem of going into any of these things without truly knowing what the costs are. When we say the cheapest one is millions more, I have heartburn over that.
Julie Schultz added that all the options for the exterior looked too extravagant.
It's kind of like what we did with the library. We just took what we had and then we altered it a little bit to kind of conform to that look. And I think that's what we're trying to do. We don't want to take forever to get this done, but I feel a little like I've been painted into a corner. I don't appreciate it very much, actually.
The council directed the architect to bring back additional information as quickly as possible. There are at least five incumbent Brazos County officials who will seek re-election next year. Two who have filed are members of the County Commission. County Judge Dwayne Peters and Precinct 2 Commissioner Sammy Catalina are both seeking their third terms in their respective offices. Also filing is 361st District Court Judge Steve Smith, who was elected in 1998, and County Clerk Karen McQueen, who was first elected in 1996. Last month, Judge Kyle Hawthorne announced he would seek a second term in the 85th District Court. The filing deadline for next year's election is December 11th. All three members of the state legislature representing Brazos County have now made re-election announcements. The latest is Charles Shortner's filing for a second term in the Senate. Shortner represents the 10-county 5th District, which also includes Robertson, Leon, Madison, Grimes, and Milam counties. There are now six Texas congressmen who are not running for re-election next year. The latest is Gene Green, who represents a district in North Houston that is 80% Hispanic. The 70-year-old, who was first elected in 1992, says he wants to spend more time with his family. Green is the second Democrat who will be stepping down. Beto O'Rourke is leaving to run for the U.S. Senate seat now held by Ted Cruz. There are two Democrats who have filed for next year's lieutenant governor race. They are Houston CPA Mike Collier, who lost in the comptroller's election in 2014, and Beaumont pastor Michael Cooper. More than 500 at last night's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce annual banquet heard from the dean of the Bush School. Mark Welsh recently completed his first year in Aggieland after retiring as a general in the Air Force, where he was chief of staff.
The day I die, when I'm laying on my deathbed, and I'm trying to decide whether I won at life, the fact that I was the dean of the Bush School or that I was chief of staff of the Air Force, they won't be part of the equation. If Betty is standing there holding my hand, I won.
Speakers also included the departing Chamber Board Chairman, David O'Neill.
I've witnessed the continued growth and prosperity of our business community and have seen the passion and excitement of new business owners investing their time, money, and resources right here into Bryan College Station.
In addition to previously announced recipients of Citizen of the Year and Volunteer of the Year, the Chamber announced its Ambassador of the Year is Debbie Holiday. While Bryan police continue to investigate a crash last Friday morning that killed two men and critically injured a third, the incident is not considered a case of intoxication manslaughter. Officer Kelly McKeithen says an incorrect title was given on BPD's daily case list. McKeithen says their investigation is that of a fatality accident. The department has not released their findings, including if they know why the driver of a pickup left West Highway 21 near FM 2818 and struck a second truck in a parking lot, or if any attempt was made to brake or avoid the collision. Those who died and another passenger who are hospitalized were all in the truck waiting to exit the parking lot. For the sixth straight year, the Texas 10th Court of Appeals heard cases on the Blinn College campus in Bryan.
We may be seeing the early stages of a case that may go much further.
The director of Blinn's paralegal program, Robert Stanberry, said the justices heard a rare and complicated case of someone appealing their conviction of the misdemeanor offense of unlawful disclosure or promotion of intimate visual material.
It's a statute at which, you know, part of the argument is the constitutionality of the statute. So the statute itself was being argued.
The justices also heard an appeal from one Brazos County case of someone convicted of evading arrest. The Texas A&M Transportation Institute is involved in a cross-country self-driving semi-pilot project.
A company called Embark is moving refrigerators from a Texas warehouse west along I-10 to a distribution center in California via automated big rigs. There's a driver just in case. Mike Lukic with the Texas Transportation Institute says this is a shift, albeit a small one, towards the future of trucking.
It will open up some eyes, and the more miles and that they go without having an incident, it'll only help.
He says the next step is getting these trucks off the highways and into neighborhoods without drivers, which is still a long way away. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 63 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Think of the things that unite us. Round here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need. Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November, we'll be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf, united with you and your land.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community. We're serving their members' needs as their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Any clouds this morning will give way to some sunshine. Temperatures today, they're going to be somewhere between 75 and 80 later this afternoon. Overnight, it's going to be partly to mostly cloudy in 60 to 65. Some clouds to start tomorrow, then becoming partly sunny with highs of 75 to 80, turning partly to mostly cloudy, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Clouds will linger into Thursday. There may be a shower. Highs Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Aggie football's big victory over New Mexico still, and some accolades coming down from that game. Nick Starkel been named co-SEC Freshman of the Week, and so we'll talk a little bit about that. Here's some more from Coach Sumlin following that victory as the guys gear up to take on Ole Miss this week. Also, the Dallas Cowboys might find themselves in some trouble. Linebacker Sean Lee expected to miss the next two games with a bum hamstring. Now, Coach Jason Garrett played it pretty close to the vest when he was asked about Lee at yesterday's press conference.
So we'll handle Sean's situation, the way we always handle the injuries. If he's ready to play, he'll have a chance to play. We certainly will not rush him back, but when he has an opportunity to play for us and help us, he'll be in the lineup.
So perfect answer from Coach Garrett. So anyways, we'll talk a little bit more about that, as well as the American League and National League Rookie of the Years have been named. All that more coming up in sports.
So now, did you say that the Russians are in the Dallas Cowboys?
I mean, yes.
They said they'd be rushing him in.
That's what it is. Everybody's right. Russian.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's see. This Roy Moore guy has got more problems.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's...
His wife at a press conference yesterday had called the latest allegations against him absolutely false.
Uh-huh. I never did what she said I did. I don't even know the woman. I don't know anything about her.
It was a response to claims by Beverly Young Nelson yesterday, who said Moore assaulted her in the late 1970s when she was a 16-year-old waitress. Moore says he's not familiar with the restaurant where Nelson says he was a regular customer. He called it a political maneuver. Nelson is the fifth woman to come forward with accusations of sexual misconduct against Moore. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
So what can they really do if he gets elected? I mean,
yeah.
Here's
the
deal.
And he's just denying it, like, all of it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, for instance, 11 sponsors have dropped their commercials that run during Sean Hannity's TV show over this because he's continued to support Moore.
Mm.
So there's ancillary-type stuff that's going on
right
there. But, in fact, the deal is the best shot, if he gets elected, Mitch McConnell's best shot in keeping him out of office and keeping the Alabama seat would be to vote to expel him or exclude him from being a seated senator.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Alabama Republican governor could appoint somebody to replace him.
Okay.
Ooh, and how much are people going to appreciate like who he appoints?
Got that kind of thing going on. Senate expulsions have taken place in the past. The Senate has voted 15 times since 1789 to expel one of its members, which requires a two-thirds supermajority or 67 votes. Senate also voted on six occasions by majority vote to exclude a member who had been seated.
So this isn't necessarily a Mitch McConnell decision. This is a Senate decision. They
exactly
have to vote on this.
Exactly. That's what he can do to not seat this guy. Again, if the allegations are true.
Right.
And we don't know if the allegations
mm-hmm
are true.
Well, it seems like if he was a regular at that restaurant, could you not find somebody who could attest to that besides just her? I mean, wouldn't there be witnesses to that?
And see, here's the deal is if you talk to people apparently in Alabama, they say, well, it was common knowledge that he was a flirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
And that he tried to date teenage girls.
And being a flirt isn't necessarily a crime.
No, not at all. That's exactly right. Local residents told AL.com that Moore had a well-known reputation for approaching teenage girls long before last week's initial report in the Washington Post.
Mm.
So there's that. But how about this story in the Texas Tribune today? At the Texas Capitol, victims of sexual harassment must pretty much fend for themselves.
Mm.
Capitol staffer said that she had, for instance, gone to a large party celebrating the end of a legislative session a few years ago, and on her way out, a male lawmaker she had never spoken to before reached for her. "You can't leave yet," she said. He said to her as he held her hand tightly. Now, you know,
that's almost like a handshake, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's not a handshake,
well,
but it's not sexual assault.
No. Right. So this is what's going to happen now is the for better or worse, we're going to hear more and more and more about these things.
Right.
Now,
the problem is that going to overshadow the really bad situations that really do need to be investigated and possible, you know, action taken on those.
We had this discussion really not about this necessarily mm-hmm. a couple of months ago about how everybody feels like they have the right to be offended. Now,
right.
To be offended by something and then to actually be sexually harassed is two different things.
Absolutely.
And like you say, you got to have a line here so that we delineate one from the
other. And it's hard because there's not a line.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of gray area. And I understand people wanting to come out and shed light on all situations, but there are times where I feel like there's a lot of hoopla made about things that aren't really a big deal. And then because of that, the actual big deals are being overshadowed. Yep. And it's just making it harder and harder for people to distinguish. And, you know, on the flip side, there's some people being accused of things that, you know, are putting them in a bad light. And, you know, they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, real quick, I looked up on the United States Department of Justice website. So the definition, the exact definition for sexual assault is any type of sexual contact or behavior that occurs without the explicit consent of the recipient. But, you know, that seems like it's very open to interpretation for some folks is what I'm saying. So it's not clear cut. It's not saying, well, if you do this, that's sexual assault. If you do this, that's not.
Now, there are some things that are obvious and indistinguishable.
Right,
but
exactly,
yeah, but
exactly.
Like I said, there's not just a line. There's a big gray area.
Yeah.
And what we've had ongoing before this ever happened was the occasional, maybe a little more than occasional, stories about educators and students.
Right.
And that situation. And, you know, again, if the student makes a charge against the educator that is, in fact, false, mm-hmm. that educator really is marked for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
And may, in fact, have their career end. And that's not correct.
Right.
And it becomes a very charged situation. But there's a story today in the Texas Tribune about how that's being handled, at least in Texas, that might be interesting. Okay, let's end with the politician you'd really like to have a beer with. That's right. It's Uncle Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a book out, okay? He's got a book out, so he's making the tour, okay? The book is called Promise Me Dad. Has to do with his dying son who, well, of course, it's tremendous tragedies within the Biden family for decades.
Mm.
He lost a wife and a child in an automobile accident, and then, of course, he lost his son to cancer. But anyhow, he's on Colbert last night, and he said, quote, "We'd have a good president, Hillary Clinton, if that other guy hadn't gotten elected." He said she would have been somebody who would, in fact, weave the fabric we need in America. She understands the role of president. No, she's a crook. I mean, she's a crook. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
And I don't know if you can say anyone who has not been a president understands the role. Because
right.
I don't think you ever understand it until you're in it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she was in the White House when she was
lady. But I know, until you're in that situation.
She knows how the system works, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, system.
He's 75. They ask him if he might run for office again.
Oh, gosh.
And he hasn't ruled that out.
Oh, man.
He said he has flirted with the idea.
Is there an age limit?
No.
Like, I know you have to be a certain age.
You have to be 45, right? Or,
but can you, does it eventually run out?
No. If he ran again in 2020,
jeez.
He said, but right now he's just kind of laying low and not doing anything.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like when he was vice president.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Santa's Wonderland celebrates 20 years deep in the heart of Christmas.
My favorite thing to do every year is to gather up my little angel grandbabies and take them out there to Santa's Wonderland. Going through the lights, like their eyeballs are popping out of their head and so curious. They're 6 and 7 now. The memories we have built out there, I couldn't trade them for anything in the world.
Share in the Texas Christmas spirit at Santa's Wonderland, open daily November 10th through January 7th.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 18th, it's adding value to cull cows. Cull cows account for 15 to 30% of the value of a herd. What can you do to add value to these cull animals? Come find out this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's really funny how we have different perspectives on the very same plant. We call it Bodark, and there are those among us who kind of like the plant. It's kind of a pretty plant in the right place. But you talk to ranchers and farmers, and they have nothing good to say about it, kind of like the disparity between opinions of mesquite trees. We're going to talk about Bodark, some of those unusual names that it has, and a whole lot more right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it? First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third book sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays. 800-752-4769 or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Depending on where you are in America or anywhere in the world, you're going to call this plant horse apple, hedge apple, maybe just hedge. You'll hear it called Osage orange, and somewhere along the line, we Texans started speaking French. We called it Bodark, wood of the bow. Now, Osage Indians made bows from its wood, and that pretty well explains all of its names. It's a venerable old goat, this tree that grows along riverbanks and rocky slopes and hillside meadows. Most commonly, you'll see it growing in old fence rows, sometimes planted on purpose, perhaps the origin of the name hedge, and sometimes the result of chance seedlings. The one thing is for sure, you will see this tree the next time you drive around a good bit of Texas. It's scattered almost everywhere. Maybe not in far west Texas, but in most of the rest of the state. The other thing it's almost as certain you will not see this tree the next time you stop by a local nursery. It doesn't transplant easily. They certainly don't obligate valuable growing space to it. Did you know that Bodark wood is extremely resistant to rotting? That's why it was used by our great-grandparents as leveling blocks for pier and beam homes. You could cut it off into short sections of stout trunk and use them to support an entire house, also its belongings and the family, held up safely off the cold ground. Those old blocks are still out there carrying their load 75 and 100 years later. By the same token, Bodark was also used by early farmers for fence posts. Again, it wouldn't rot. The next time you see a gnarly antique rural fence, those crooked old posts are probably Bodark. If they're straight, they're probably red cedar. Bodark wood, as in the timber of the tree, is bright yellow. It browns, oxidizes as it ages, and that's why the old blocks and posts will have chocolate-colored and highly fissured surfaces. But when you cut into their centers, they'll still be rich golden yellow. The wood is hard, so hard that arborists will cringe and chainsaws will dull, so hard that stump grinders will groan. But that's all part of the notoriety of Bodark. Bodark wood is filled with oils that spark when ignited. It's exciting outdoors and campfires, not so good in the living room. So there are some wonderful old Bodark trees out there, historic markers in Texas. But did you know that there also are thornless and fruitless Bodarks available to us? Well, that's a little more on a wonderful tree. I'm Neil Sperry, true focus of your landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football is coming off a big win last Saturday, a 55-14 shellacking over New Mexico. Now, the victory put a stop to a two-game skid for the Aggs. I asked Coach Kevin Sumlin if the game or after the game, what kind of confidence that gives the team moving forward.
Did we go out and execute what we wanted to execute, offensively, defensively, in the first half and special teams wise, you know, and so Yeah, I mean, I think you get some confidence from that. But, you know, obviously, you know, this week's a different week. You know, the competition level steps up. We got to go on the road and play a team that scored, what, 50 today, right?
Yes.
So it looks like they've hit their stride back with a new quarterback and some perimeter guys. So, yeah, you get confidence, but, you know, you got to move on. And next week we're back in the SEC play, and we got to step it up a little bit more.
Coach and the guys will head to Oxford this Saturday to take on the Rebels of Ole Miss. Kickoff is slated for 6 o'clock with broadcast right here on WTAW. Texas A&M quarterback Nick Starkel has been named SEC Freshman of the Week after throwing for 416 yards and 4 touchdowns in that win over the Lobos. It marked the first time that a Texas A&M quarterback reached the 400-yard plateau in passing in the first half in school history. Now, I'm sticking with Aggie football. The guys are set to wrap up the regular season with a 6:30 kick at LSU. That matchup will be Saturday, November 25th, down in Baton Rouge. After helping Texas A&M men's basketball cart a season-opening 88-65 victory over number 11 West Virginia, guard Admon Gilder has been named SEC Player of the Week. Gilder fell just one rebound shy of his first career double-double against the Mountaineers while approaching the Aggies' first triple-double since 2002 as he tied for game-high point honors with 23 and grabbed a career-best 9 boards. The junior also dished out 7 assists on the night. Cam Newton threw for 4 touchdowns, and the Carolina Panthers set a team record with 548 total yards and a 45-21 dismantling of the Miami Dolphins last night. Jonathan Stewart ran for a season-high 110 yards to help the Panthers improve to 7-3, a half game behind New Orleans for first place in the NFC South. Now, in sticking with the NFL, Dallas Cowboys linebacker Sean Lee is expected to miss the next 2 games with a bum hamstring. Coach Jason Garrett played it pretty close to the vest at yesterday's press conference.
So we'll handle Sean's situation, you know, the way we always handle the injuries. If he's ready to play, he'll have a chance to play. We certainly will not rush him back, but when he has an opportunity to play for us and help us, he'll be in the lineup.
A 2-time Pro Bowler, Lee injured his hamstring in the first half of Sunday's 27-7 loss to Atlanta. Now the Cowboys are 5-1 in games in which Lee has been healthy and 0-3 in games where he's been banged up. Aaron Judge has become the first New York Yankee since Derek Jeter in 1996 to win the American League Rookie of the Year award. Judge won the award unanimously after leading the AL with a rookie record 52 home runs last season. Meanwhile, LA's Cody Bellinger took home the hardware in the National League after batting .267 with 39 homers and 97 RBI. Well, the Dallas Stars' road woes continued last night as they fell to the Carolina Hurricanes 5-1. Captain Jamie Benn says the team is on the brink of turning it around, but they're not quite there yet.
There's glimpses of you know, turning this. These road woes around, but when you come out and play like that in the third, not much is going to change. It's just unacceptable, and like I said, it starts with myself, and then you know, we got to figure it out as a group.
Ben and the Stars will have a chance to bounce back tonight as they head to Miami to take on the Florida Panthers at 6:30. It'll be a Lone Star showdown on the court this evening as the Dallas Mavericks play host to the San Antonio Spurs at 7:30. Meanwhile, Houston is at home to entertain Toronto at 7. And the Aggie Soccer Hour with Coach G returns tonight from 7 to 8 over on Willie 1550. Of course, Aggie Soccer is gearing up to take on Notre Dame in the second round of the NCAA tournament this Friday at Ellis Field. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Toyota trucks like the Tundra and Tacoma can take you pretty much anywhere.
They can take you here to your favorite swimming spot.
Woo! Cannonball!
Or over here, ripping through sand dunes.
Cut it out!
They can even take you all the way to your favorite, most secluded campsites.
Regardless of what's in your way.
But even though the Tundra and Tacoma can take you pretty much anywhere, on game day, they'll be taking you to one place and one place only. The tailgate party.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months, plus a $2,000 special edition bonus on a dependable 2017 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and in 12-4-17.
American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, now celebrating 9 years in business.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Come check out our anniversary specials at Tower Point and College Station. Let us clean up your vehicle for the upcoming holidays. You don't want your family to see a dirty car. To thank you, we are slashing our pricing so every car can get dressed up for the holidays. Need an oil change? Get a free car wash. American Lube Centers, our priority is you. Every customer, every vehicle, now 9 years in business.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Continues to be pretty pleasant out there, about 80 today, tomorrow, actually all the way through Friday, and then Saturday looking like about 75 or so. Right now it's 62. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station Bryan. You don't have to download an app. Just go to RadioAggieland.com. You can listen to our stations all around the world.